This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is Monday, the 9th of March. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with...
Frida Liu.
And Audrey Raj.
And it is Enterprise Biz Bytes. And on the show today, we're asking you if you could appoint a Malaysian entrepreneur to the cabinet, who would it be? And boy, oh boy, we have a show for you because we're also talking about drive-through COVID-19 testing that is being done in Korea and conversations about prevention. And also in light with COVID-19 that's happening here in and also around the world. And you can get in touch with us on WhatsApp. It's 018-789-8899, or you could get in touch on Twitter or Instagram. It's at BFM Radio. You don't have to throw names if you don't know who the founder or the entrepreneur is, but if you're a fan of the company and you feel like, you know, the whoever led that company to being your favorite, you know, startup in Malaysia, get in touch with us. Let us know. Who would be, you know, your pick for an entrepreneur in the cabinet? And this, of course, in light with the announcement that's supposed to be at 5 p.m. later today.
Yeah, so over the weekend, we also heard of news that maybe Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin's cabinet might be a cabinet that is out of the box of sorts. There was this article in the Straits Times, the Singapore Straits Times, that said that Tan Sri Muhyiddin may be reaching out across political parties as he attempts to assemble his new cabinet. They say that former Health Minister Zulkifli Ahmad, who belongs to Parti Amanah Negara, could be given his old health portfolio back amid the growing coronavirus outbreak. Dato' Sri Zulkifli was seen to have done a good job and is a political, is a popular figure well. Then, of course, there was also this article that just came out a couple of minutes ago from Free Malaysia Today that says that based on their sources, they say that the new cabinet will see a new school of thought in the executive branch. It is said that the unconventional structure would allow some form of flexibility in filling up ministries that require expertise. So Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin might not be doing the... might not be picking members of his cabinet the way it's usually done. He's taking a new approach, and so we could see some fresh new faces that, and also faces that reach out to across the political divide.
So maybe not politicians even?
Maybe. So we don't know. So what we do know is that our Prime Minister right now is in audience with the Yang di-Pertuan Agong. He's at the palace right now, and we expect an announcement from the Prime Minister's office. The press have been invited to the Prime Minister's office for the official unveiling of Tan Sri Muhyiddin's cabinet at 5 p.m. today.
Look, I'm all for, you know, expanding the horizon instead of just picking what's, you know, available in your own party, to look beyond that, right? Because a lot of, you know, in every different sector in the business industry, we've all gone through that evolution where you need to look above and beyond. We've done so many conversations about the shortage of talent pool, and, you know, there's not enough people graduating in certain kinds of, you know, degrees and qualifications that's needed. But then when you look at some of these startups, a lot of them are actually picking, you know, talented individuals from various different sectors to lead what you may think it's a misfit, but yet it somehow it works because there is passion involved, and there is also, I guess, the right mindset, right? So it is that entrepreneurship mindset of being able to figure things, and you entrepreneurs are problem solvers, and that's what you need.
And it's not a new thing, right? We were just talking earlier about how the Gojek co-founder is the education minister in Indonesia, and not entrepreneur, right? An education ministry, so he's looking at changing things from that angle. So I'll be interested to see. I know people will then ask the question, so what is this new manifesto then, right? So I know people are going to ask these questions, but let's just see what happens at 5.
Yeah, so I think, you know, it's that Indonesia really took that leap of faith that many people were very surprised. And even if you were to pick someone like him to lead in a portfolio of cabinet portfolio, you would expect it would be the, you know, Ministry of, you know, Economics or maybe of, you know, say Economic Development or Business Development in some aspect in that area, right? But yet he actually held he's holding the title of the Education Minister. Interesting.
So Nadim Makarim, of course, mm-hmm. is who we're talking about, the co-founder and former CEO of Gojek. He's not the only one in the Indonesian cabinet that has a very strong entrepreneurship background. I did some digging and I found that there were a couple of ministers from different portfolios that hold different portfolios in the Indonesian government that all have very strong entrepreneurship backgrounds. So there's Airlangga Hartarto, who's the coordinating minister of economic affairs. Before he became the minister, he was a businessman with interests ranging from fertilizer distribution, paper manufacturing to steel making. Then you have Luhut Panjaitan. He is the coordinating minister for maritime affairs, natural resources and investment. And he is a retired general and a coal magnate. You also have the energy minister, who owned a fertilizer holding company and prior to that had a long career in the petrochemical industry. Indonesia's current trade minister, Agus Suparmanto, held the position of president, director of a shipyard company in Indonesia as well. Then you've got the state-owned enterprises minister, who comes from a family that owns a business in mining, automotive and property sectors. And finally, the head of investment coordinating board in Indonesia, which is also part of the government, headed the Indonesian Young Entrepreneurs Association. He had also worked in jobs ranging from driving a bus to selling fish before he built a fortune in wood trading. So all these men basically have that entrepreneur mindset, that growth mindset, that building mindset, the kind of mindset that helps them invent and innovate, correct?
Right. And I in the previous government, we had senators, right? They weren't politicians and they didn't hold a ministerial role. We had Tan Sri Wahid Omar, Abdul Wahid Bin Omar as one of the senators looking to finance. We had Dato Sri Idris Jala as well. They were acting as senators. And it's also interesting, like I said, corporate heads who have run organizations, who have had to work with thousands of people, because it's also one thing, like, you have that vision, that kind of thing, people who have had experience in running large organizations and leading teams, right?
Yeah, so get in touch with us. Let us know, you know, who would you want to see? A Malaysian entrepreneur on the cabinet, who would it be? Get in touch on WhatsApp. It's 018-789-8899 or Twitter and Instagram. It's at BFM Radio. We'll continue our discussion. And we also actually have an entrepreneur who will give his thoughts on this. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Building fit Malaysians, BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Jeff Sandu, together with
Frida Liu
and Audrey Raj.
And we are asking you, if you could appoint a Malaysian entrepreneur to the cabinet, who would it be? You could get in touch with us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or you could get in touch on Twitter or Instagram. It is at BFM Radio. I'm going to go to Twitter first. We've got Praveen Kumar, who says the Ministry of Transport, Air Asia's Tony Fernandez, or Grab CEO. Ministry of Education, the CEO of any international schools. Ministry of Communication, Astro Groups, Ministry of Youth and Sports, maybe Lee Chong Wei and Nicole David.
Nice. Actually, Nicole has come up also on Insta Story by Peter, who says Tan Sri Tony Fernandez, Vincent Tan, Jeffrey Chia, and Datuk Nicole David, presumably for maybe youth and sports ministry. We also have more on Insta Story. This is from John Lim, who says Grab's Tan Hui Ling. Arnish has said Vignesh Warren Veerasundar. I did a quick check and he's actually a YouTuber and influencer on YouTube. I think his handle is Vicar World. We'll have to see what kind of content he produces, you know. Gwen says Joel Neo from Faye.
Interesting shout.
Yes, and we also have our very own Frida Liu here being put forth by Ng Min Yi. Frida,
Ministry
what
of
do you
Tourism,
mean?
I
we,
think, you know.
We need that.
I think Ministry of Tourism would fit perfectly for Frida Liu.
The country has gone through a lot. You don't need in this picture.
You know what would happen, right? It won't be like Visit Malaysia Year 2020. It'll be Visit Kuching Year 2020.
Exactly. You know? Only place to go. Over on WhatsApp, Raj Kumar, we asked for entrepreneur. But anyway, he said Tan Sri Wahid is finance minister. Linda Archibald, very interesting. She said this trio would be very interesting. He said would be Azran Osman Rani, right, for Anthony Tan from Grab, okay, and Premish Chandran from Malaysia Kini. Okay, so you got all the Muhibah colours there. And another possible contender is Albin Murti from DG. Okay, then Rove, serious for once, he said definitely Tony Fernandez, because if the new cabinet only lasts a few weeks, he's shown an ability to adapt quickly based on who's in power. True.
Okay.
Right, right. I know, you get what I mean. So Tan Sri, another one here from Liu. Tan Sri Kwek Leng Chan, at the throne of GoCo, Hong Leong Financial Group, and many other businesses prove his leadership qualities, pragmatic and no nonsense.
So we always, you know, heard from various different individuals that we've interviewed before, and it always talks about, you know, there is that difference in entrepreneurship mindset, and there is a need for, you know, entrepreneurs, they are molded differently, or, you know, when they get into the, from the corporate world, they move into entrepreneurship, it builds character and it builds, you know, kind of things that, you know, a corporate world would never teach you in that sense, right? So all this kind of came about from a Facebook post from one of the co-founders of The Lorry.
Yes, this is from Nadir Ashafiq, and it's really an interesting post here. So just a couple of days ago on Facebook, he posted his new cabinet Malaysia terbaru, and he said that they will be dijangka angkat sumpah minggu depan, but you know, it hasn't happened, Nadir. But very interesting lineup for his cabinet. He says the prime minister should be the CEO of Aerodyne, Kamarul Mohamad, our very own drone company. Looking at deputy prime minister should be Nazruf Hakim from Bill Please. I'm just going to read through, because it's a very long list, but finance minister,
this is very detailed, you know,
it is very detailed. Finance minister, he says, should be Liu Ui Han from Ringgit Plus. Deputy finance minister should be Jamaluddin Bujang from Gobi Ventures. Economic Affairs Minister Malik Ali from BFM. Deputy Minister Fong Wai Hong from StarHub. Also, Domestic Affairs Minister should be Jeevan Kumar from Zoom. Deputy Minister should be Evanesis. Defence Minister Amir Harris from DNS Vault. Transport Minister, he's put his name forward, Nadir Ashafiq from
The Lorry.
Deputy Minister Clarence Leong. Looking down, let's look at Youth and Sports Ministry, Jazz Tan from Youths Today, and Deputy Minister Mark Koh from Superhands. Very interesting.
I mean, the country will be run like a startup.
It would. And Development Minister, Entrepreneur Development Minister Arthur Chan from Endeavour. We should see what Arthur says about that. Also, Azran Osman Rani from Naluri has also come up here as the Deputy Health Minister. Health Minister being Ahmad Azlan Ahmad Shah from MedCard. Yeah, so I guess it's all very industry-centric, you know, his picks. And we've got from all over. It's a very Mohiba lineup. Very interesting lineup as well.
Not enough women in that lineup.
It's pretty diverse still, but I think you know, it's of course, this is just a tongue-in-cheek kind of you know, response from an entrepreneur who's thriving and, you know, would want to see changes. Basically, I think at the end of the day, the message is to look beyond and to find individuals who have created some headways in that sector that they're working with. And it's because, you know, there is a startup in almost every kind of cabinet that he announced, right? There is a startup up, and at least two startups that could possibly lead. If not taking for the portfolio, is to just sort of like give advice into, you know, have that open communication, which is vitally important.
Exactly. Maybe an advisory role for these entrepreneurs might work as well. So we
got in touch with one of them from that list.
Low hanging fruit.
We got in touch with one of them.
Yes,
who was it?
Our Economic Affairs Minister candidate, Malik Ali from BFM. And we asked him a couple of questions. First one being, what would be the benefits of having an entrepreneur on the cabinet?
It's not so much having an entrepreneur in cabinet. To me, it's more about having a private sector person who have had experience in value creation that needs to be in cabinet. I think a lot of our ministers have not had private sector experience. Even Mohiuddin himself is only with the state companies and civil service. Azmin has never had a private sector day job in his life. So it's all about getting this private sector experience. Why? Because if you're in the private sector, you learn to create value. You have to sell stuff. You have to generate value that customers want. You have to create services that people want. And because of that, you create value. I think what we've seen so far is a lot of folks are in cabinet that know how to distribute value. They know how to distribute it, but they really don't know how to create it. And that's why you need a private sector person, and not necessarily, it could be an entrepreneur, but not necessarily an entrepreneur.
We also asked Malik, which portfolio would greatly benefit from having an entrepreneur mindset?
The most obvious ministry that will benefit from entrepreneurial mindset is the Ministry of Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs. I think a lot of grants are distributed under this ministry. They're trying to nurture a cadre of entrepreneurs, but it's hard for a non-private sector person to lead this or a non-entrepreneur to lead this because you really don't know what it takes to build entrepreneur. It's not necessarily grants. It's actually the learning, it's actually failure, and therefore how to manage this ministry needs to come from an entrepreneur mindset. The second less obvious one, I think, ministry is actually education. Being entrepreneurs in this day and age, you realize that you kind of have first-hand view of what kind of people succeed in your organization, what kind of people can bring the organization forward. And it's not necessarily the traditional things that we've talked about, but it shouldn't dominate. We're not trying to make a nation all of whom are entrepreneurs. We need to create a nation of educated and socially progressive people. But I think there's an element on entrepreneurial mindset that can go into the education ministry. Having said that, I think the most important thing for the education ministry is having a change manager in there. I think our Director General of Civil Service, I've been told, is led by a very capable woman, Dr. Habiba. But what she needs is she needs air cover so that, you know, we don't politicize our education system. And we do need a change manager who can help along the huge change that we need in our education system. We have 10,000 schools and we need to figure that out.
And finally, we put the boss man on the spot. We asked him, you know, who would be his entrepreneur picks for Tan Sri Mohidin's lineup?
What we need is just the realization that the jobs of the future are not necessarily the jobs that we had in the past. An entrepreneur can give viewpoints to this. And to me, the best candidate for that is Idris Jala. He is the only one of two people that I regard as one of two change managers that I know that can do this. Anyone else, it will be a mammoth task. As I said, it's not so much an entrepreneur pick, but a change manager pick for education. I've seen him in action. I've seen him do change management at a governmental scale. And he's done basically Pemandu with the whole government system and civil service system trying to reform that. I think giving him a much more concentrated portfolio like education and to reform this 10,000 schools into high-performing schools, making our education system, laying the solid foundation on which our future education system can build on, I think he's the right man for the job. That is Dato' Sri Idris Jala.
Mm. There you go. Dato' Sri Idris Jala. Yeah, yeah, very interesting pick though.
Yeah, you can also vote for Malik Ali.
If there was a way that, you know, citizens could vote into, their pick, it will be interesting. But of course, we don't follow necessarily that way of, you know, electing our ministry portfolio. But, some of the names that was mentioned around, and even if you look at the startup scene, a lot of these entrepreneurs have, you know, made headways in a very difficult situation. So clearly there is a room that they could then sort of advise. And I agree with Malik in that sense. Yeah.
And what Malik said about value creation, right? That's really sorely lacking. We talk about wanting, you know, we had this conversation about how this is going to be a high income nation and everything. It is value creation. Mm. Natural resources will only last you so long. I mean, I look at countries like Sweden, right? Or Japan, right? Who don't have natural resources. So how then you create value that people will want to buy from you? And it's always about what's available in the head. And I think that's important moving forward.
And even if you look at like the US, you know, the experts say that, you know, putting entrepreneurs in government can help the government kind of reduce the red tape, bureaucracy, and, you know, kind of speed things up because they're innovators, right? They're used to openness, they're used to public scrutiny, and the idea of crowdsourcing for ideas is not something that is new to them as well. It's something that the government could incorporate as well. So a nation could, I guess, benefit in having more of these building, growing mindsets, more inventors, more innovators in the cabinet that can help spur growth and even affect change. Mm.
Mm. I know from our previous government when Gobind Singh Deo was the Ministry of Communication, he actually spoke to a lot of entrepreneurs. And, you know, I think he even set up different kind of meetings and I guess, like groups.
Like a committee, right?
A committee that could, you know, help to spur and to have that kind of, you know, feedback and communication. And it's interesting. interesting times because we will know later at 5 p.m.
Yep.
We will know what the lineup is made of and would we have, you know, 30% or more women representation? Would we have, you know, diversity? Would we have, you know, this kind of entrepreneurship mindsets or individuals from the private sector working or, you know, being appointed in their portfolios? We will find out. You can get in touch with us. You can still, you know, let us know your thoughts. If you could appoint a Malaysian entrepreneur to the cabinet, who would it be? It is 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp or Twitter on Instagram. It's at BFM Radio. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.